I'm Scott Schober, host of Cybercrime Radio, author of the popular books Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Welcome to this week's Cyber Safety episode. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio. Have you ever been a victim of a cybercrime? Well, most people do not know what to do. They may even ask, should they report it to the authorities? And who specifically? Well, I want to spend a few minutes to unpack this, so if you're a victim, you don't have to be afraid. First of all, it is important to realize that generally, cybercrime is underreported. Victims either don't realize they've been scammed, don't think what happened is a crime, or don't know where to report. But reporting cybercrime has many benefits for our community as a whole. Anyone that has experienced a cybercrime, no matter how big or small, should report it to proper authorities. You may be asking yourself, what's the point? It can sometimes feel ineffective to report a cybercrime since many reporting agencies don't conduct investigations directly. However, there are a lot of very important reasons that you should report. A report creates a record that you may need down the line as evidence that the fraud took place. By alerting authorities, you can help prevent others from becoming victims by assisting in the prosecution of the criminals responsible. Reporting allows law enforcement to identify patterns, and your case may hold a clue to catching a cyber criminal. Reporting data helps lawmakers allocate resources and funding to law enforcement and victim services focused on helping those impacted by a cybercrime. Without accurate reporting data, those who make the decisions don't know how big or complex the problem is. And reporting cybercrime can also help to improve the overall security of the internet by providing information that can be used to identify and fix vulnerabilities. Report all internet-related crime to FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3. Trained analysis at the IC3 review and research complaints. Your complaint will be forwarded to the appropriate federal, state, local, or international law enforcement. Report fraud and scams to reportfraud.ftc.gov. The report goes into the Federal Trade Commission's FTC Consumer Sentinel Database, which is available to federal, state, and local law enforcement across the country. Report identity theft to identitytheft.gov. Identitytheft.gov is a website created by the FTC specific to identify theft complaints. These reports also go into the FTC's Consumer Sentinel Database. If you're a victim of any cybercrime, take some good notes and please take the time to report it to the proper authorities. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm Scott Schober, host of Cybercrime Radio, author of the popular books Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio.